Very interesting album and a very interesting track. That's a pianist, Sylvie Carvoisier. from her album for a couple of years ago now, with Wadada Leo Smith and Nate Woolley on trumpets there. Some very interesting writing, and that album sort of grows on you after you listened to it for a while. There's so much going on in there. And the album is called Chimera, and I might be playing more from that now that I've discovered it from a couple of years ago. You never know, do you? It is now 11:06. We're into the second hour of our program today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. And I'm about to do something that I've never done before. And I pondered this for a long time before I decided that I would go ahead with it. You need to, depending on who's out there and what your background knowledge is of earlier jazz, this historical segment might be something that catches you off guard, that you hate. I would understand that. Or that might be at least giving you an idea of one of the histories of jazz that has been incorporated in many ways, subtly or not so subtly, since the 60s, but that raised quite a fuss at the time. I am playing from an album that is called Free Jazz. It is a collective improvisation by the Ornette Coleman Double Quartet, released in 1961. Ornette Coleman is quite an iconoclast. I tell you that he shook a whole bunch of, rattled a whole bunch of reviewers and whatever. This album, a lot of reviewers, after they listened to it a couple of times, decided that it was absolutely stunning, that it was almost undefinable. It needed 5 stars or whatever, but at least one reviewer gave it 0 stars. So that will tell you a little bit of the response. This is not easy stuff. This is free jazz. It was recorded all in one take, no overdubs, no editing, all at once. And his double quartet had 2 self-contained jazz quartets, each with a reed instrument, trumpet, bass, and drums, and they're heard in separate channels at the same time. And there were basically very few rules about the music. They came back together every now and then just to sort of say hello to each other. But collective improvisation is not just a term here. It's what actually goes on. The 2 rhythm sections provide a dense rhythmic foundation, and wind players either solo or provide free form commentaries, as the notes say. Dissonant fanfares, and it was quite a stunning achievement, and it was, as I say, greeted with great shock by some people. This is 8 guys all improvising over a very, very sketchy bass and touching bass every now and then. There will be an ensemble introduction for a bit, but it's just like someone waved a hand and they came back together for a while, and then they took off again. This is not easy music, and it goes on for a half hour or so. So if you want to go and rearrange your sock drawer, this is the time to do it, and things will settle down a bit when I get by this. It's important to me, whenever possible, to provide as wide a range as possible of some of the histories that have got us to where we are now. And freeform jazz was one of those histories. It still, as I say, it shows up regularly in bits and pieces, just not quite as in your face as this one. The personnel are really quite interesting. If the channels are working, they're left or right, but whatever. The first quartet is Ornette Coleman on alto, Don Cherry on pocket cornet, Scott Lavaro on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. The other quartet has Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Ed Blackwell on drums. It's a very interesting group that covers a pretty wide range. And as I mentioned, this is, at the time, extremely experimental. It was the sole take, as I say. It was recorded all in one session, one day, as you hear, with no overdubs, no editing. This is it, like it or not. Two self-contained quartets going flat out by the Ornette Coleman Double Quartet. So here is Freeform, Free Jazz, Parts 1 and 2, from the album called Free Jazz, from Ornette Coleman and Two Quartets. Here we go. Free Jazz, Parts 1 and 2. I forgot to mention something that I might add to what my introduction was. If this music is not something that you're familiar with or have had experience with, one of the tricks or one of the suggestions that I've made in the past is try and find one instrument and follow it for a bit and see what it's doing, if you can do that, or follow and then switch to another instrument and see what they're doing. There is frequently more order here than you think there is, but it gets lost in the general chaos. Just a thought. Try that. Thank you. Well, there you have it. A classical album from 1961 that was absolutely groundbreaking at the time. The album is called Free Jazz, and that was the track that you just heard was basically the only track on the original release, which at the time was extraordinary because no one had ever done a 37-whatever-minute a track with just improvisation, no overtakes, no overdubs, I mean, no other takes, no dubbing, anything. What you heard was what they did. Two double quartets under the direction of saxophonist and leader Ornette Coleman. It's basically an acquired taste, but that album has been analyzed to a fairly well, down to the number of minutes between the ensemble sections and who has the con, as they say, at any particular time, and when it's given up to someone else. It's a very interesting album, and over the years I've toyed with playing it here, but it's long and it is very different, even though it's from 1961. But I wanted to give you an opportunity to be exposed to the fact that an incredibly classic album, little bits of which have been incorporated into all the jazz that followed. Free Jazz, Ornette Coleman, fascinating. And it's got us, well, let me see now, about 10 minutes away from the end of our second hour. But it's about the time when you can take a deep breath, and I'll just sort of give you some other data while you're analyzing what you just heard.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria, and I hope you folks will do that as well. And this program within all of that you just heard is called Voyage, Jazz Between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. My name is Keith Black. Moving away from Ornette Coleman now, but to another album that is also, I suppose you could call it groundbreaking in its own way, but in a very different sense than what you just heard. It's keyboardist Doug Wild's album called The Sixth Dimension. And that title is very specific in that what this fascinating album does is presented using only six-note scales rather than the more common eight-note octave. And I know that when you listen to this, you'll pick any of this out, and I'm not my wife is a professional music teacher and pianist, and she could explain all of this, but I can't. So I'll quote you from the notes here. It says, quote, "Except for the improvised solos, no other harmonic material was used in this realm. The seven-note collection from which we derive major and minor scales, and the modes have been abandoned, end quote. Okay, you got all that? What they're doing is messing around with the way the music is put together, which is, in fact, what you were listening to just now. But this is, you're not going to get any sense that there's a lot very unusual about this, that the music flows, it's melodic, it's whatever. But it is very different in the way in which it is structured. And it's sort of really cool on that basis. Along with Wild on keys, the band has Colleen Allen on saxes and bass clarinet, James Irvin on trumpet and flugelhorn, Paul Novotny or Henry Heilig on bass, and Charlie Cooley on drums. And this is not strange or unusual music. It's sort of really neat. The sixth dimension, I'm going to play a couple of the tracks. Some of the tracks are very brief, just a couple of minutes, and I'm going to play four tracks. First one is called Backstory, then Water Music, and then Summer Calling. I think there's no answer to that at the moment, but they can call. And Sketches of Tomorrow. Here is Doug Wild and the Sixth Dimension.